That was Mercy, the Third Degree. It's 5:24. This is Drive Time on BBC Radio 2. And many distinguished and much-loved national treasures have featured in BBC One's Who Do You Think You Are over the years it has been running. It's back tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One. Stephen Fry's been on. John Hurt's been on, Jeremy Clarkson's been on, Jeremy Paxman's been on, and tonight it's Christopher Moyles. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Simon.
You're sounding very quiet and reserved.
Oh, sorry. Hello, hi.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. You did say in the intro to the show that I'm very shy and retiring.
Yeah, I thought you might be a little bit nervous, and you're a gentle soul.
Well, I suspected a bit of sarcasm in your voice, though. That's the only thing.
It was genuine and heartfelt. How you doing?
I'm sorry. Can I just say, I'm very much enjoying listening to you on Radio 2.
Thank you very much. I'm very much enjoying listening to you on Radio 1. So there you go. It's a mutual appreciation society, which works very well.
See how lovely I'm being.
That's very good. I think you're holding this together. Tell us about the show tonight, Chris.
It's they're delving into my family tree, and it's a fascinating programme, as all of these programmes always are. I have an Irish background. My mum is from Ireland, and my dad's family's Irish. So it's basically exploring how they all grew up, and I kind of feel like a bit of a vehicle for a story which they kind of wanted to tell anyway. So if anybody listening is Irish or of Irish descent, I kind of keep saying this to everybody, then please watch the show, because it'll be as much your story as it's my story. I mean, literally the names and places will be different, but that's pretty much it. It's the aftermath of the famine, basically, in Ireland, which Ireland's never really kind of recovered from to a certain extent. So it's a fascinating story. It's quite dark, it's quite sad, and I think that's one of the reasons why they kind of plunked me into the middle of it, because I'm such an upbeat, happy soul, as you know.
Indeed. So it's your story, but it fits the story of millions of other people in Ireland at the time.
It really is. And honestly, I feel very lucky and honoured to have done it, because equally it could have been, you know, and this is without a joke, it equally could have been Dermot O'Leary's story. I know Dermot's family is very similar to mine with his Irish background, and we're about the same age, being in our early 20s. So many people will watch it tonight, and it'll ring bells with them, with their upbringing or with their, you know, parents or grandparents. But it's a fascinating story, just about how tough it was for people growing up in Ireland in, you know, a certain time. And there's both sides. My mum's family is from Dublin, and my dad's family's from Mayo. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing to do. I just hope people watch it tonight, and I hope they really enjoy it.
What's the main surprise, or maybe the first surprise, Chris, on the program? Because most people listening would probably know stuff about their parents and their grandparents, and then it gets a little bit murky beyond that. What's the first thing that surprised you when you were doing the program?
I'm black, which was a bit of a surprise.
Bit of a shock all round.
Yeah, but meeting great-grandfather Winston was brilliant. I Josh, obviously. I think just to kind of get to them, because as you say, a lot of people know about their kind of grandparents, or even great-grandparents, but you don't know that much about them. You don't really follow in their footsteps, and that's what you do on the show. You kind of go to where they used to live, and you go to where they used to work, and you see photos and documents, and you really do feel as though you're kind of... This sounds like a terrible pun, but you really do feel as though you're walking in their shoes a little bit, and... I think the main thing I realised is just kind of how tough it was. But it was tough for everybody, that's the thing. You know, it wasn't just my family in particular. It was you know, millions of people in Ireland all were in the same boat. So I think the main surprise was just kind of how grim it was. But I mean, I talk about this in the show tonight. I don't really remember my grandma on my mum's side, but there's a photo of her in the, you know, holding me and my christening in the back room and the house in Leeds. So the nice thing about it was, even when I was seeing kind of how tough it was, you know that at the end of it, she managed to get out and she raised a very healthy family, and some of them went to live in England and she went to visit. So it kind of all kind of ended nicely. So I suppose that's kind of a nice touch when you're going through all the horribleness.
Yeah. I've spoken to quite a lot of people who've done the programme, and a couple of them have said that they felt a little bit awkward and felt as though the camera crew were waiting for them to well up and waiting for them to be upset so that they could have that shot, which everyone would talk about. Was the same true for you?
Do you know what? It was really bizarre because there's only a time. There's a camera guy and a sound guy and a producer and a producer director and then yourself. So there's five of you traipsing around for a week in a people carrier. So you all get to know each other very well. And the two things that I realised, which are quite bizarre, is you are making a TV show. So you kind of find out some horrible news or some horrible facts and you stand there and you digest the information and then you go, well, that's pretty horrible, isn't it? And you kind of then, at a point, run out of things to say. And so you kind of just go, well, so, there you go. Because you don't want to just keep turning around and going, switch the camera off, I don't really know what to say now. So there's that. But then there's a bit right at kind of the end of the show where I do get a little bit emotional, Radio 2 listeners. It's the real kind of nice Chris. And when we kind of finished filming it, I looked at the camera guy and the sound guy, and the pair of them had tears in their eyes, and I'm like, why are you crying? And they don't know. They know roughly where they're going to film, but they don't really know what the story is either. So they're literally following it as I am, even though they're standing next to me filming me. They don't know what I'm going to find out. So for all of us, it was quite an emotional roller coaster at times. But it's an amazing thing to do, and I feel very privileged to have done it, as I said. And I genuinely hope people watch it and just appreciate the show. And like me, you kind of might just learn a little bit, you know, what it was like in Ireland in those tough times.
Chris, very good to talk to you, of course. Thanks very much indeed for coming, explaining the programme, and maybe people will see you in a slightly different light. What do you think?
Do you know what? It would be nice for people to watch it and go, do you know what? He's not that bad. If that's what I can get out of it from your average Simon Mayo listener, if they watch it tonight and go, he's not that bad.
Well, if we get any texts to that effect, I'll bring them in on Friday.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
Would that be nice?
Yeah. Can I just say hello to my mum and dad who are listening in the kitchen? They've come to my house and we're all going to watch it tonight with my brother, and I'm going to cook a curry and we're all going to sit and watch the show together. Isn't that nice?
It's a very nice thing. A nice touch. Chris, thanks very much for speaking to us tonight.
I love you, Simon.
Thank you, Chris.